And we are coming to you from the HR Tech Expo. We have Aaron Delgatti with us.
So we're TSC. We were formerly the Star Conspiracy, but we rebranded this morning, actually. And we're running the exhibitor lounge back there, back corner of this of HR Tech. For everybody who wants to come by, stop by, stop doing booth stuff for a while and have a drink, relax. But yeah, so we're a marketing team. We do research, strategy. I lead the strategy. I lead the research part of what we do. But yeah, it's a, you know, kind of a cool, hip. I don't want to say hip. That makes me sound like I'm an old man. It's like, I don't want to say groovy either. But we're like, I don't know. I like it. I'm from academia originally. And this is like cool group, like kind of a, like I was always like, oh, is this going to be like a weird corporate thing? And then I started interviewing and hanging out with these folks. And it's like, oh, this isn't corporate at all. This is actually like pretty chill.
And you do research.
I do.
I'm trying to think what a person in research does for a marketing company.
By training, I'm an anthropologist. So I did my PhD in anthropology, and I did it specifically on work. Sort of, how do people form relationships to work? How do people make choices with kind of limited resources in a business context? So, you know, given what you know, and given that every decision you make in business is a dice roll, how do you make the best dice roll that you can? And so coming to TSC, what I do is basically anything that has to do with ideal client or ideal customer profile research, anything that has to do with brand research. But basically, if you are interested in understanding why do people make the decisions that they do, how do they form relationships or fail to form relationships with other people, with products, with brand identities, companies, my work is answering that question through a variety of quantitative and qualitative research methods.
What are the types of clients that you guys work with?
So we specialize in HR tech businesses, hence why we're at HR Tech, and tech sort of more broadly. So whether you're in kind of a fintech group, or you're in, you know, you're creating like an HRIS, or you're trying to help people manage people in the broader world of work, and you're trying to go to market with a solution that makes a difference, and you want to try to figure out, how do I tell my story? How do I tell the story of this business? Or sort of, how do we kind of relaunch ourselves? That's kind of the work that we do, and the folks that we do it with. So, and we work kind of the gamut of sort of very large companies to, you know, kind of small startups and everything in between.
What would you say differentiates you all from, say, other contenders in the marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. And I think that is the question, right? That's the question that our clients ask us, right? Is like, how do we as, you know, a such and such company differentiate ourselves from all the other such and such companies out there? And I think in order to be kind of in, to be able to advise people, you have to have a good answer to that question yourself. Like, you have to, like, it's like having a doctor that like comes in and they look sick and you're like, what is that? What's that going on with that person?
Right. Like, y'all are in the know, in the epicenter of.
Right. Like, you should, you know, sort of know. So what I think makes us, and it's kind of in our sort of tagline of to do differently. There's a lot of talk in the world of work. I mean, right now it's really just a data rich environment. There's so much data out there and there's so much opportunity to talk. And you jump on LinkedIn, right? Everybody's like kind of a talking head at this point.
Yeah, yes.
But the question is sort of, at some point you have to do something. Doing nothing is also choosing to do something, but at some point you've got to take the risk, you've got to make the jump. And so where we differentiate in a variety of ways, but I would say that from a research standpoint, where we differentiate is that the whole point of us doing research, the whole point of us designing a strategy is to empower you to make the jump, to like do something. So our goal is not to provide you a bunch of insights and passively go, okay, good luck, you know, God bless, have fun. Our whole goal is to say, okay, now what is next? Like, let's do something now. Because if you don't do something, then you're going to get left behind.
Yeah. You're just going to languish in the same situation.
Yeah, it's just the whole...
That your company's in.
I get it. Like, when you're a business owner, when you're a stakeholder, when it's like, when it's on you, whether something fails or succeeds, there's a lot of incentive to hang back and just be like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. But every single research project I've done, and I've been doing, you know, before I started at Star Conspiracy, I was doing research on craft businesses, small businesses in the US and Japan. And I've never seen a business that sort of just sat on its heels and succeeded long term from that.
Right.
Like,
right on.
Everything is always moving. Well, so
even like Amazon today, I mean, biggest company in the world, they're still innovating and trying to do things differently.
Yeah. And yes. If anybody could just say, oh, well, like we've made it, we can just chill. Oh. Like we don't have to do anything. But they're not. And that's because it's like the Red Queen theory, right? From you have to run as fast as you can just to stay in the same place. That's the whole thing. You have to keep moving. You have to keep moving. And I think the value of working with a business like ours is that when you work with somebody, you get to run just a little bit faster than you can by yourself. And that's how you stay ahead of everybody else.
Love that. Do y'all have like certain sectors? I know you broached this in the beginning of like market sectors that you just absolutely love to work with, or is it across the spectrum of, you know, the small to the startup to the manufacturing company or?
Yeah. I mean, it really runs the whole gamut. And what happens more is that different individuals within our organization kind of have like, ooh, I really like I really like startup L&D.
Yeah.
That's like, I always find that really fun. You know, I like the learning and development area in like
I do too.
Sector in general. And so working with like new ideas in that sector is always really exciting. I come from a teaching background, so it's like, ooh, you know, let's see
it's
how
so
this
great.
Goes.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I think that it makes us ultimately stronger because I think it gives us a more holistic view of the fact that we're not really in the business of saying, ooh, no, sorry, that's too far out of our wheelhouse or something. I think that's kind of the work of research too, is that the idea is to develop expertise on something so that you can meet people where they're at and sort of take them that next step.
Where are you guys located and are you able to work with clients anywhere they are in the country?
Yeah, so we are a fully remote company. We do have a headquarters and an office in Dallas-Fort Worth, but our team is located all over the place, East Coast, West Coast. I'm in North Carolina myself. The person I work most closely with is in Oregon, or he's in Washington, I don't remember. He's over there in the West. He's in somewhere in the West Coast that's not California.
Up in the Northwest corner somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere where there's like, where they filmed Twilight. Somewhere over there. I mean, we work all over. We have clients that are in Australia, that are in the UK. Like, that's the nice thing that we're all over the place, is that we can sort of be flexible to meet people where they're at.
Website-wise, where can people find out more about TSC?
So they can find us at tsc.chat. That's a brand new website that we just launched this morning.
I love that.
So it's a bit of an unconventional website, but that's kind of our approach, is unconventional approaches. So instead of a standard like website with the solutions and what are the use cases, it's a friendly little octopus that you can talk to about, you know, what do you need and what do you want to do? And then it puts you into connection with the people that you ought to speak to at our organization.
And why the rebrand? Why today? How did that genesis? What was the genesis of all that?
You know, we're kind of at that moment in time where a lot of companies are choosing to kind of play it safe because there's a lot of uncertainty. We kind of came out of COVID and instead of people being, there's still that sort of like turtle approach to things. We're like, we got to turtle up. And I think that we're kind of at that point of like, if we're going to advise clients to take the jump, to take a risk, to do something bold and innovative, then we have to like lead by example. Like, we can't say, this is great advice for you. We are not personally going to take that advice because we are too scared, but like, you should do that. So I think it's kind of to come out and to say, hey, let's show by example. And so if you want to sort of know kind of the work that we do, you can come into HR Tech and you can look at us sort of do it in real time, like launch that brand. This could be you launching your brand in real time somewhere. But
no
like,
doubt.
Why not do it here? Because, you know, there's so much that could go wrong launching it at a live event. So instead of softballing it, let's go nuts and give it a shot.
I love that about you all.
TSC.chat.
Dot chat.
I know you're working on a book.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
an author, so, and we love to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. So I published a book a little bit ago. I published it in October. Or no, wait, I published it in April.
Congratulations. So
it's called Working Relationships, Crisis and Resilience at the Heart of Employee Experience.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
And so it is a story. It's based on my ethnographic research from what I did for my dissertation, then up to present day. And it's about how people form relationships to the work that they do, the people they work with, and the organizations they work with. Sort of what makes those relationships succeed and what makes them fail. To look at this phenomenon of employee experience, but to look at it through the perspective of relationships. Because humans think in the language of relationships. So like, let's actually look at that relationship as the fundamental element that drives how we show up at work and how we experience that work. This has been great. It's been amazing talking to you. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So much.
Thank you.